Sovereign wealth and public pension funds are piling into venture capital megadeals beyond Silicon Valley, even as frothy valuations raise fears of overheating among a surging number of unicorns. The promise of returns at multiples of equity markets and number 39 has made venture capital increasingly inviting for state-owned investors, while their deep pockets make them enticing backers for cash-hungry startups. In the first 9 months of this year, state-owned investors made $14.9 billion in venture capital investments, up from $8.9 billion across all of 2020, data from Global SWIFT showed. Participation by sovereign wealth funds and other government funds in U.S. venture capital deals by value reached a five-year high as of the end of June, according to PitchBook data. While the U.S. represented almost half of all capital flows by sovereign investors into venture capital in 2020, it accounted for only a third of the deals seen in 2021, according to Global SWIFT, with China and India sucking in more flows to capture 40% of the 2021 total. And quote, technology, as a whole, is everywhere, from food, to transportation, energy to logistics. Now it is seen as a good opportunity to diversify a portfolio, comma and quote, said Javier Capape, director of sovereign wealth research at the EA Center for the Governance of Change. And quote, there are enough investable projects globally and more established teams around the globe to identify them. The COVID-19 pandemic has not stopped this trend, and virtual pitching has overcome it successfully. And quote. While the venture capital arms of Abu Dhabi and number 39, Esmu Badalo and Canadian pension fund OMAS loom large in funding circles alongside Singapore and number 39, S. Temasek Holdings, either under its own name or that of its VC arm, other players are dipping toes in through VC firms or directly. In a deal typical of recent trends, Indian cloud kitchen company Rebel Foods this month raised $175 million in a Series F funding round, led by Qatar Investment Authority, QIA. Along with several other state-owned investors, Q also invested in a $3.6 billion deal for India and number 39, S. Flipkart. Having made a $1.2 billion investment in India and number 39, SGO platforms last year, Mubadala is eyeing more opportunities in Southeast Asia, Ibrahim Ojami, its head of ventures and growth, said on a recent company podcast. And quote, we are focused on expanding into this region, India and Southeast Asia, because that is a very large population, a digital-first population, very mobile, very tech-savvy, comma and quote, Ojami said. Later, larger sovereign funds and number 39, interest, along with that of other, newer market entrants like private equity firms, hedge funds and mutual funds, has fueled a venture capital boom, stoking worries about rich valuations. The number of unicorns, privately held startups with a valuation of more than $1 billion, swelled by 16% to 842 between June and September, according to CB Insights, which expects the overall number to break 1,000 by early 2022. The rise in part also reflects more companies opting to stay private for longer during a time of uncertainty about the post-pandemic outlook for equity markets. While venture capital allows state-owned investors to participate in early-stage deals, among sovereign funds there has been a shift to investing in more mature startups. State-owned investors see unicorns as a way to generate outsized returns in a low-interest rate environment. U.S. venture capital consistently outperformed broader equity market indexes over the 3, 5, 10, 15 and 20-year periods, Cambridge Associates data shows. A huge majority of sovereign wealth deals in the U.S. during 2021 have been at $100 million or larger, notes Kyle Stanford, VC analyst at PitchBook. And quote, as the megadeal market has grown, sovereign wealth funds have found more opportunities to put huge chunks of capital to work in single deals, comma and quote, said Stanford. And quote, these funds are massive, and so for many, smaller deals do not offer the return necessary to make the deal worthwhile. And quote. Record exit values from venture capital-backed firms are helping justify hefty investment levels, say analysts. That could change if an expected tapering of US bond purchases sends ripples through public markets and dampens appetite for initial public offerings, a popular exit route. But sovereign funds can handle that risk better than most, Will Jackson Moore, global private equity, real assets and sovereign funds leader at PwC, said. And quote, the impact on their overall portfolio can be relatively modest as VC is a high alpha, high risk part of their overall strategy, comma and quote, he said. Because they are large pools of capital, he added, and quote, they are better positioned to take on the risk and quote.